Now there's one.
Whoa! All right. Well, that gives me a good. What'd you say, Trev? That gives meaning to whiteout. Yes, it does.
It's my new whacker, too. See, I have one in here.
Nuker. And be careful, you know. Kissberry? He's wondering where David's at. Hey, DJ?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get off the air, but I'm gonna be listening. I've got some things that I need to work on.
He's got an interesting aura about him, doesn't he?
That's right.
I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's got kind of an aura about him.
He's got an idea.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's
that's
got an idea.
Ooh. Oh, boy, El Samo Mundo. You mean we're not important, Trev?
No, you're not.
Is that what you tried to say?
Uh-huh, yeah.
we see how you are now.
Yeah.
What you all said.
That little short person trying to get your attention over there playing on the Wolfie ears.
You could be a popsicle.
He got kind of glued up against the wall. He bombed cats and keep glued him to the wall. Big problem of it is he's going to be stuck someplace.
Want
if
bet?
He doesn't unglue him before the show's over with.
He's not glued. He's just raised.
Oh, you just got him raised? Oh, well, then he'll be walking up on the clouds.
Silky's cute.
Yeah, he is cute. Anyway, that's everything is important. What I have.
Well,
that's okay.
Well, your tea, Wolfie.
Oh well, I'll take care. I'll soon.
I see you got your Wolferoos on.
Yeah, I moved them over there. They're on my way.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay. Well, you know, they're Trev's Wolfers.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta do his thing here.
Yeah, Barry. Bye, Trev. Take care.
We will yak at you later, Mr. Trev.
Yes, you.
Whoops. That sounded awesome. Or maybe it was ominous. I'm not sure which. Eric is like, oh, yes, you will. Okay. Must be. I think David and Robert are on the phone to each other having a conference.
Maybe. Don't know what's going on.
Or else he's went down
is
to the
payphone
to call me. Well, he could have never told me.
Okay, do you want me to fire up the raffle pokey so we can give away some of those cool new items?
You mean the boom boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, no, those are not a raffle item.
Oh, they're not.
No. They might be from time to time.
But so what are they for? Just for you to get out, or?
Yeah.
Out?
Yeah. But, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to, let's see if I can do this. Yes, I can. Okay. We're really going to.
I thought they were new raffle prizes.
This is a kind of a little special thingy. To give out whenever.
Okay. I got confused.
Oh, well, that's okay. Don't feel lonesome. Tell you what we'll do. We will give away one of these.
Okay.
Today. Yes, one item. We'll give you something to do, Ice. We'll white out your screen for a little bit.
Okay, let me get my progi up.
Yeah, let's see. I got to double check on
one raffle. Yeah. One item.
Ah, there he is. KVZM, KYMR.
Hello.
Well, hello, Robert.
Oh. Hi, Robert.
As you know, David's having problems.
Yeah.
Hi, Robert.
Since he
hello.
Disappeared half hour ago to reboot.
Sorry, I missed you last night.
I always miss the good stuff every time I bring in something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always miss everything.
Well, I don't know, he came in about a half hour after you had left. The party moved to the living room, I think, last night at Icy's house. We could hear it building as it went. It's great to have you joining us this afternoon, Rob.
Oh, much great to be here, as always, whether it's in any or DS.
I know we have quite a few folks up in the clouds and a bunch in here in the studio who were not with us Thursday night when David was here. And we kind of brought everybody up to speed and to date as what was going on. We had questions about the new client. It was expected near the end of October, first part of November. Then it kind of got moved, and then moved again, and just put on the shelf at the moment while there was some conflicts that needed to be addressed before it was released. So why don't we start there, and you can kind of explain with the new client, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, well, the whole up all revolves around the Avatar Wears body changes. The problem there is this. So when we originally released the Avatar Wears body changes, we had thought that there was no way to get around them with the current technology we use between the server and the client. Our members proved to know the difference, and they showed us that. So I had to take the next step and start digging into the server code and decided that the best way to do it was to go back to what we have always done and use the server to control the permissions. And that's really what's happening. We have to update the server code, which we made some very big progress today, early this morning to be exact. We're almost done, and when that's done, what we will do is release a new server build, which hasn't been done in about 4 years, 3 to 4 years, and that will enable us to release the client on time as well as release the Avatar Wears body.
Man, with the you know, since they're kind of hand in hand, you had mentioned something last night about the procedures on the body changers was going to be a little different than what originally thought.
Well, this is small, but I was looking at the body changers, and I had noticed that with the last edition of the TUD accounts, which would be the frog, that we were running out of room, that we only had 8 slots per body changer, and I had to add yet another body changer. So what I decided to do was to cut the body changer in half, and it'll have the illusion of being one body changer, but instead of having 8 choices, it'll have 16.
Wow.
That's a pretty
good change.
That's a lot. That's a pretty smart idea, too.
Yeah. Early in the conversation here, before we lose quite a few folks, I want to touch on, it was brought up about some folks were asking about new turfs again. We had talked about the immense number of turfs that were in existence already, and, you know, requests have been put out for some folks to get rid of some of them. Have you had good results, or, you know, it's one of those items, do we kind of need to keep pushing it?
Well, we need to keep pushing it, as always, but I don't have any numbers readily available, but I will give those numbers. Either myself or David will post it to Circle Planet so everyone can see those numbers and maybe shoot for a, I don't want to say a higher goal in a situation, but let's say less of a goal.
Yeah, I know, see, what was it, the number is like over 28,000 turfs, was
right.
That right? Yeah.
Right.
I can't remember my own name, but every now and then I surprise myself. Where was I going? Oh, there was so many questions last night that we fielded. Kind of let you roll with some of your thoughts on things that you want to make sure we do get covered with the folks that are here with us this afternoon. We got the client and the body changer aspects. What else?
Well, we did mention last time, I think David mentioned the day before, that we do have a server located in New York City now, and what this will do for us is provide redundancy in the event that we should ever have to go down to California, such as an earthquake, a power outage, or anything like that. We can now come up in city and take any emergency, so we would experience no downtime. But to keep in mind, this is not something we would do if, let's say, Hurricane, our current ISP, has some trouble. We're not going to immediately switch over to New York. It would have to be over to the three-hour time span, and then that's when we would start to make decisions of what bring up the world in New York.
Now, there was some, you were talking about some issues, too, the current service providers that we were getting, that there's been some downtime quite a bit. I know you had said something about some issues were addressed with them, hopefully to stabilize us a little better again without losing the server.
Right. Well, when we moved last time, we moved to Hurricane Electric, and it was going well for quite a while. And then their router started to have many problems over the last month or so. Which, of course, they deny. They blame us, but the connection was dying at their router, which left us helpless. There's nothing we could do about it. Their support wasn't very helpful. We called them. We demanded to speak with the CEO. We got nothing in reply. So we have really no other choice but to move yet again. And, again, once again, when we move, there'll be maybe five-hour window that will be down, hopefully less. But we really have no choice. We will have to move again. If we can't have it, or we don't have 24-hour support.
Yeah, that's true. The Miss Katz has joined us online.
Hello,
she's chomping on her microphone, so she can.
I know it's not me. I'm wrapping a birthday present.
Oh, it's you wrapping a birthday present. Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were
happy birthday
banging your head on the wall to say hi to Dave, to Robert.
Well, I've been ESPing him. I don't need voice.
Oh.
Hi, Robert.
That's what, I'm not reading it.
Oh, whoa.
Well, good, then I'm glad I didn't ask you that last thing I was going to say to you. Oh, God. You wouldn't want my problems to get ignored.
Woo. All right.
What was that? I missed it.
Exactly.
Yeah, she said that it's a good thing. She didn't want you to read that last proposition she made.
Ah.
Uh-huh. That way you wouldn't be able to ignore her propositions. Because
no, he always does that now.
Well, at least you're good. You don't call him at 3 o'clock in the morning. Or 4, you know.
How do you know she doesn't? Yeah, how do you know?
Well, because he told us.
Well, you think he always does that too?
Yeah.
You think
he's going to
miss out with his
wife
around?
Yeah. We read everything. He's the boss.
Somebody stole my tape.
Oh, well, that sounds like a personal problem.
And for Robert?
It is. Go ahead with your question, guys.
How often is the backup server synced with the main server? So if the main server dies, how much will we lose?
Say again? I didn't catch all of that.
Okay, I'm reading it off of an ESP. This person wants to know, how often is the backup server in sync with the main server, so if the main server dies, how much will we lose?
Right now, it would be, you would lose maybe 24 hours.
Okay.
Well, that's not too bad, not considering that, you know, a full-blown crash.
Right. We're always 24 hours behind. If we were to crash right now in any of the given worlds, it wouldn't be exactly 24 hours, but it would be as of 12 a.m.
Okay. Is this kind of set in on an automated scheduling that it will do a backup at midnight, say, every time so that it keeps the information in the database fresh?
Right. Well, we do that now. I mean, that's something we've been doing for quite a while. Every night when it goes down for maintenance, that's exactly what it's doing. It's checking for errors, making the needed repairs, and then creating a backup and then coming back up.
Oh, you get crashed every 24 hours? Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. I live in a time warp, so can never tell.
No comment. I'm talking to a bunch of people, honey.
That's a techie talk, guy. I see. Okay. By the way, thank you for the gift on the boom box.
You're welcome. Now give one away.
Yeah, we were going to do that while we were waiting for you to arrive. And Miss Icy just had not gotten to the raffle program yet.
Yeah, oh, I'm back. I just had to be a mom for a minute.
Oh,
okay. Robert, that's Spider Jay, so hi.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh. The raffle program is back on woodysoft.ml.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't download it right now because it'll make me poopy.
Well, I was needing the address again because the one I had wasn't working. Okay.
Oh.
Uh-huh. That way it'll give me a backup.
Jay, I told you before, we'll have to pay for plugs on this show. I'm free.
It all depends whether you're here or not. No free parts now, guys. The boss is here.
Gambit decided to accuse me of double time.
Gambit did? Yeah, I guess I could really stretch your abilities there. We could open up the NH studios at the same time and let you run raffles in both of them.
I don't think that would work.
You don't think so? Oh, okay.
No, although I'd love to.
Oh, yeah. That's a question about the DSmembers.com. You up and running, cue ball? For only about 3 weeks, you're down? Okay. Not sure. Well, let's see. We've, the server was hacked. Oh, yuck.
I didn't do it.
It was down for about a week. Yeah, it was Katza that did it.
What did I do?
you hacked Q-Ball's server.
Oh, I do that all the time. Sure.
Now I know we got more than 11 players up in with everybody.
Where are you guys? Can you see what this prize is? Pay attention here. Wake up.
Yeah, really.
$1 sign. I don't need a 50. It's okay.
Yeah. The, what was the, my brain was really moving slow last night when we were talking on.
And this is
because we had so many questions. It was really moving slow.
Even for you, huh?
Yeah, even for me. The make sure that we cover everything. That Ice, what else did we cover Thursday night?
Oh, ask me, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm bailing out here. That's what I have the co-host for, you know. The producer of the show, co-host, you know, you're supposed to remember these things.
Just toss all that on me, yeah. Okay.
Sure.
We were talking about something that had to do with the new clients.
Yeah, we did that.
The body changes, we discussed that.
Yeah.
Let's see. No,
somebody asked last night about the lava lamps. If there was going to be some new colors coming in for that. Now I know there's lava lamps here in DS in VMart, because I got one someplace or had one. So is there some new color schemes about to come out in DS, Robert?
There could be. All we have to do is get Cats on it. Of course, she's listening, so that would be a good idea.
How come, Mickey?
Did you hear that, Cats?
Yeah, I'll tell Missy.
Oh, you're going to tell Miffy. I see. Okay.
Well, see, they pass it down. You know, that's how it works.
Oh, I understand. Oh, Snoop is here. Snoop, you listening? If you are, way to go on the dress design that you did. Very good.
Yes, it's called delegation. That's right.
Oh, well, that's too big of a word.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, I'm surprised I can even pronounce it. Oh, I didn't pronounce it. Okay.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, well, I knew there was a reason I had other people around. Yeah, he's listening. Well, congrats on the new body. Yeah, Miss Katha was modeling for us.
I'm modeling it elsewhere. I'm on a page.
Oh, I see. You're out. You're out in. Is that going to be your new uniform?
I wish.
Boy, you'd be getting attention then. Oh, Summers, you need to.
Yeah, I love this body. It's my favorite body I've ever had in the world. Yeah, I want one.
Well, I don't. I'll pass. Thank you very much. I have to start wearing makeup, and I can't afford that.
Okay. I'm being told that I'm echoing.
I'm not hearing the echo. Stein also helped with the body. Snoop is just telling me. Oh, cool. Okay, didn't know that. You think I'd look good with the cowboy hat and that body? Yeah, right. Go ahead, Oz.
Oh, I was just trying to figure out where my head going from.
I don't know. Hi, Rain.
Well, they all hear it.
I'm not real sure, because I'm not hearing it here. Oh, okay. Let me see.
Hi, sis. Hi.
Okay. I think we might have David with us, maybe.
Ooh, I'm here.
Ah, David.
Hey, David.
There he is.
Yeah.
I've actually been napping.
David.
Yeah. Couldn't you hear me snoring in the background?
David.
Mm-hmm. It's me. Always.
Hey.
Actually, I just got an email from Bill Gates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says, "Dear David, get lost."
Yeah, and your reply is going to be, "I already am."
Yeah, exactly. I've got one of your operating systems. I'm as lost as I can get.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's good to be here eventually. I was here briefly before. My system decided to take over my life, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with.
Yes, we are.
Oh, I've never had that experience.
I'm sure you haven't, no.
Yeah. Last night it did. I was going along, all of a sudden the show stopped, the talk show stopped, and I'm going, God, what happened? You know, worlds crashed and everything. And I'm going, trying to come back in, and it's going, page won't display, so I turned around and looked at our modem. The only light's on is the power light. Man, everything's gone.
Yeah, they both disappeared.
Yeah,
I was left all alone. Again.
Well,
I probably crashed right out of there. You know, but I crashed out of there, you know, so that I could take everybody out.
I don't know how long you've been back with us, David. Robert's been covering territory pretty good with the body changers and the client update. Both are hand in hand, and we're looking at the end of the month, 1st of December, to have it ready to come back online. We also talked about the new server. You lost the coffee table, so.
Yeah,
it's on standby, on backup.
Exactly. That's why I'm sitting on the floor as we speak, because you know, I don't have a coffee table any longer, and it's really uncomfortable.
Well, get some pillows or something.
Exactly. We can probably make better use of it though, don't you think, Robert?
Yep, I think so.
Yep.
Somebody's saying they disagree with the client update.
That's the kid in front, Woody.
Yeah, lady.
No, Woody.
Oh, Woody. Woody.
It's Woody, the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I just clicked on him to see.
Woody doesn't like Woody. The client.
Yeah.
Woody says I disagree with the client update.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
Specifically, give me a reason. Isn't that the color?
Yeah.
Client efficiency. Mm-hmm. I disagree mm-hmm. with the client since long.
Must be long ago.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Did we can figure out what the sentence is?
Well, you know, we do long distance guessing here.
He hugs up the person. Actually, Robert, maybe you can explain a little bit about the fact that it really doesn't make that much change to the processor. In fact, if anything, it makes less. It just uses a little bit more memory. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you've told me a number of times?
Yep, currently. It just uses a little bit more memory when you first launch the client. And then as you stay in world maybe 15 to 20 minutes, then it doesn't do that any longer. I don't want to say specifically what it does, but it no longer relies that memory if you've been logged in for about 15 or 20 minutes. That's initially loads the memory.
Disagreeing.
Yeah, somebody's just saying that it's running 95% of usage on a 2-gig processor.
I would suggest that they check their system because something's really wrong.
Exactly. The client could not possibly be running 95%. There's something going on there.
Let me see this. Said numbers always say 100%, but they're running 95%, so that's pulling 5% of usage.
No, I think what I read was that it's running and using 95% of the usage.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the person could say that again, what they said.
Yeah.
That could be possible. I mean, if you're running XP and you do a controllable bleed and you set the client to run in real time, then it would do that. I mean, but that's not what you'd want to do with any program.
That isn't the way it's configured, is it?
Chad just says it will say 100% someone else is running with XP, and that's my phone. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Mine ring is.
What did Chad say?
Something, I don't know, she broke up for just a second. Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes.
I knew that'd bring him back in. He's listening. He's just
okay, Chad, what is it? Tell us about it.
Oh, okay.
Really? Look at that.
He will show using 100%. Okay.
Okay.
What I'm wondering, until you use another program. But once that program settles in, does it come back showing that it's using 100%?
Yeah, I'm actually on XP as well, and it says 100%, but it's not using 95% for the client. It's using, actually, you know, I don't know what it's using, but it's not using 95% because I've got 25 other items open.
It could have possibly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking along that line, is that it would be showing you that it's using 100% until you open another program. And then what is being dedicated to that program is usage until it settles in and you're not, you know, still pulling stuff in and out with the program, then it will work back up that of available memory that's there, it is using 100% of what's available to it. So,
That's interesting. Well, I that sounds like a logical solution, but I know that
probably wrong if it came from me and it was logical.
It sounds logical if you add in the other equation. If nothing else is running, then what does the operating system have to compare it to? So of course, it would be numbered as 100%.
Sure.
You can have nothing else
okay,
open.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that,
back,
you guys.
Guys.
Starting to get busy again over here.
Oh, well, that's all right. We understand. that are in front of things. Yeah, well, I noticed it with my music show on Sundays that it shows me my CPU usage, and it'll drop to like 95.6 or someplace in that area, and I don't make any changes or anything, and I'll click on it and check it again, and it will be back showing CPU usage at 100%, and the only thing that's open and running is the Live 365 client itself, and that's running off from Windows 98 most of the time. I still don't have it all synced in on the new machine yet on XP.
Well, you have to keep in mind that this client was built, and it's still on the same architecture as it was from day one, where it was designed to take advantage of Windows 3.1 and Windows 95, if that. So it's not within the program's code to actually take up 95%, or if you had 10 gigs of memory, it should not take advantage of it because it's not written to do so.
Yeah, the client hasn't changed. All we did was add a few enhancements that were already in there. We just tweaked them a little bit. So there's no reason why this should perform any different than it did before.
Yeah, it's my thought has always been is if I click the program on and it works, I still got enough resources to run it. Yep, because other than tweaking something that I'm not real sure about tweaking, I might tweak myself right out of existence, so I'll leave it alone. I just want to do its own thing. I think Ms. Katz, Icy, are you still there?
Yes, see?
We're going to add a goose to this raffle. Ms. Katz is going to go get one.
Okay, well, she's also suggesting that if we want to, I can go ahead and do a regular raffle.
Well, that's up to you.
Well, what do you guys think?
Oh, the question that Woody is asking about the client. Let me back up just a second.
It was Woody.
So where do the new clients come from?
Hang on a second. Let me answer this question. He's asking whether or not we own the client.
We own the source code.
We've always licensed the soft source code. There's no difference. I don't understand the question. Maybe he can elucidate.
There's a huge difference.
Let me explain it in graphic detail. Yes, we own the client. The upgrades that we made were upgrades that had to do with increasing the capability to make sure that it fit what the members needed. We had a long laundry list of performance enhancements that were required, and most of them were things that were in patches previously, and what we did is we added those and made them legitimate, so that we added them into the client. So I guess that's the best answer I can give, because he's asking a belief.
So we'll call it this. It's just an animal wearing a hat. Same animal, the only difference is he's now wearing a hat, and that's the best answer to give on that subject.
Yeah, just one more point, because I think...
I kept my mouth shut.
Okay.
I couldn't hear a lot of what David had said because he broke up on me. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I was hearing
most of the server breakup there.
Let me give you one more go at that then. Yes, the answer is we do own the client. We own the upgrades and the client. We have the source code, and we use the source code. The last upgrade that we did was purely to add the requirements that the members asked us to add, which were previously in the main in patches. So maybe that's the answer that he's looking for.
It's the Emperor's new clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you guys said. Let's see, what else? We talked about the cracks, some new things coming. However, nobody would allude to exactly what or when. Yeah, we were trying to get a win out of this, too. Did we, since Thursday, did we get any kind of a... Let's see, when we might see some new stuff popping up here?
I don't know who's going to answer that one.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping one of you would just dive right in there with that answer and say, well,
I would have done. I would have answered, but I just nodded off again.
Can't help.
I think you got to wait and see. There's some interesting things coming, and they're coming fast.
Good. Well, Miss Katz, is she still on here? Hey, Katz, when's the Christmas locale is going to open?
We don't have Christmas locales. We have holiday locales.
Oh, well, excuse me. The holiday locales are...
Next month, I think.
Next month sometime. Okay. Boy, I tell you, trying to get information out of you guys today.
You know what? If I had it, I'd give it. But we're still working with them.
Oh, it's probably because they haven't told you yet because they know you would blab and tell
we
me.
We are still working on it. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's
there you go.
We have to do these special locales for you guys, and we're glad to do it. But as I said, they're not ready yet, so I can't give you a date.
Okay. We'll leave you alone with that one.
We give her about a 4-hour window to create the locales and get them open.
Well, that's
4 hours. That's 3 hours. To tell them.
Oh, it's down to 3 now?
You can tell them you can do it in 3. If you can hear me,
listen to me, remember?
Oh, yeah. Forgot that.
Okay, you guys want me to do a wrap with just those two items, or do you want me to go get the, anything you want? I'll back you up.
Since you got quite a few ice, why don't you go ahead and grab some items and,
I'll be right back, and the
goose to go along with it.
I'm going to go give her the goose.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I
no,
need
no,
you.
DJ. Shut up.
You put your mind at rest.
He's been bad today.
I know.
Mobile, thanks for the compliment. Glad you're tuned in and listening. Glad to have you along with us. I'm not sure who he is, but
who?
He enjoyed the clean show, he's saying, so. We appreciate that.
Oh, well. Okay, yeah. Well, we try.
Well, yeah, we do. One more question. Yes?
Don't mind me. I'm just in the back room here trying to find prizes.
Why was what?
The, our New Year's so boring?
Boring?
I didn't notice that it was. I thought it was quite active.
Okay, Grant, question.
Yes.
Rabbit or sash?
Well, let's see. We're actually finishing the week, so I would say the wabbit.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, where are you guys? I know they're there.
I'm here.
Where else are we going? Oh, yeah. No, I meant, I knew you were there. I could hear the stuff falling over in the boxes in the back room.
Sorry.
Well, I meant Robert and David. What else? We had some questions that were thrown in. You guys can ask a question anytime you want. We'll be glad to throw that out to it. Yeah, throw it out to the guys. What else haven't we covered yet, David? I know you had the list.
Well, actually, I think we covered most of the things. We were talking about the climb. We're talking about the cracks in the walls, which, you know, I'm having amnesia about. We're talking about the servo. Robert gave you some information about that and the backup. And I think we can't stress strongly enough the fact that we're changing and adding to the ability to be able to recover if something really nasty goes on, which is one of the things that we wanted to do for a long time, because the way that we operate and the way we've always operated is on big machines in one location. And it's always dangerous when something happens. It can be completely out of our control. Somebody can have a fire or an outage, and now we'll be in a situation where we can make an intelligent decision and switch across. And eventually we'll be down to several hours, but it won't be days and days and days the way it might be otherwise.
Well, there was two things that just popped into my head. One of them was a question to come along. They were asking about new shoes for women. How about new shoes for the guys, you know? I'd like to get rid of these tennis shoes one of these days.
There is a new body coming with paintable shoes.
Body is coming.
It's not just a few. There's several new ones. One of them, which you see right now, and there's a male version which Snoop and Steiner has also been producing for some time. This is a great body. The male version is again very, very, very interesting. It's beautifully done. Both Snoop and Steiner have done wonderfully in terms of the way that they've produced the design and then the artwork.
Yeah,
so
I finally did see her shoes when she was walking that time.
They're purple.
Yeah, they're purple. I saw that.
Gee, that's a shock that you would be wearing purple shoes, Sue. Me,
yeah.
Wear purple? Never.
Yeah, really. There was a question that popped up. Well, of course, I don't remember if it was last night or Thursday night. Somebody had asked about the... it reiterates back that we still need to get rid of some of these excess turfs, but the question had come about if there was going to be any new turfs available that were not AW turfs.
Well, you never know.
Oh, okay. Then we had discussed and talked about... the shop turfs becoming available. Since I don't have a shop, or the 10-room jobbies, they are available in DDS, I know.
Mm-hmm.
There had been some talk about being able to put together maybe like a patch or a client where you can make a one-locale unglue, grab, move all at one time and place. Is that still kind of going along there?
Actually, I'm not sure, but Twilight just ESP did to tell me that there actually was a new turf that was made available on the 1st of November that wasn't Avatar Wears.
Yes,
so maybe that can answer. Well, that may answer the question. Obviously, yes, Woody. So the real question is, are there other... are there other turfs coming out from that are non-Avatar Wears turfs? I'm sure there will be in the future. I mean, we are not focusing on only producing Avatar Wears. You'll notice that there's new items hitting the vendors all the time, and we want to try and keep it as even as we possibly can.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Surfside turf. I forgot that just came out. I was supposed to ask you, David. This one's directed at you. Whether or not Q-Ball, I guess, had sent you an email address to a UK magazine a few weeks ago. I was wondering whether or not you'd dropped them a line. I guess
actually, yes.
Saying that DS was dead.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see that one.
No. Oh, actually, I did see one thing that said that, the zones were all off of the air, and I did respond to that, but that wasn't in the UK, that was in the US.
He says the one he sent you about PC format.
Excuse me, Snoop, I'm sorry, didn't mean to close.
You know, I may have missed that. Maybe you could ask him to send it again.
Oh, well, he said, he did reply, but he said, okay, he'll send it again.
Well, actually, I think I responded to several. I had about 5 or 6 emails from people that had found press coverage recently about us, and some of them were in the U.S. and some of them were in Europe, but I don't recollect that particular one. Maybe that's just because I'm getting old.
okay.
No, it's probably because you guys have been listening to the show now for over 18 months, and it's rubbing off. I finally corrupted him. All right. where else did we go to Thursday night? Gosh, I'm pretty close to about Finn, and we have just about covered everything that is coming about. I think you mentioned something about when we got closer to the end of the month for the client update as to where we actually would be, but goodness, we're at 23rd now, so we're only a week away from the end of the month.
Sorry, I was expecting Robert to talk.
Yeah, we're talking at Robert here on this one.
I'm just waiting. I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, well, it's your turn.
Well, I can't say that we can promise that the client will be available the first of the month, all because of what we're doing now. As I told you, I've embarked on it today, most of this morning and into this afternoon with the server permissions that allow us to release the avatar's body changes, which may also take us in the direction with the client, so that's what's holding it up. It all revolves around the same issue.
Right.
So, I'd like to, and I hope that we can, and I'll even be more sure tomorrow than I am today, or maybe even later tonight, for that matter.
Well, maybe what we could look at is, I know it's Thanksgiving Eve. Plan right now is we won't be doing a show Thanksgiving night. Friday is iffy, because I'm not sure of real-world plans that might come into play on Friday night. There's a chance we might be going backstage to the Opry, Grand Ole Opry on Friday night. So, but how about maybe looking at Wednesday? We are in New Horizons, but, of course, everybody can still join us here on Alternacast, no matter if they're in-world or not. Maybe plan on trying to get together Wednesday night for a couple of minutes and see what the latest is on the stats for upcoming server upgrade?
Oh, we can definitely do that.
Okay. That does look good in red. Well, anything else you need to throw in there, David?
No, actually, I'm just sitting here looking at this new and how well it paints in different colors. It just looks fantastic.
Yeah, great job on it.
Very great job.
Yeah, I'm surprised the wolf hasn't come flying out of the clouds to attack.
You know, I could, kind of accidentally hit a button on him like I did once.
Yeah, accidentally, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, my hand slipped.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, Robert believes that's
Robert.
Yeah, He's awful quiet. I'm getting kind of worried here.
It is a good time to worry.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh.
I knew he was going to do something. I just didn't know what it was going to do.
Oh, he did to my fist instead of me. Phew.
Well, you ain't done yet. Got a black rainbow.
Yeah, just go ahead and do everything to Kat, Sir Robert. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay, Robert. All right.
I'm not even looking at screen. I have no idea where I am.
Oh, so he's in there visiting my void, huh? Okay.
If it's purple, it's grass void.
Well, yeah, it's got a microphone, a couple of chairs.
It's a purple
and
pink one. Would you rather go there?
That's Sam.
He's awful quiet. Well, Sam, I'm glad he's ignoring me. I'm safe now.
Uh-huh, yeah,
I
sure.
I can sit down CASA, and I can sit here and get away with murder.
Yeah, right. How'd it go, Wizard?
The snake turned me into a rock. Hard days come. I just got to do something really big.
Well, you know, you got to make it right in front of the largest crowd that you can get, you know. And just
Revenge. It really is good at revenge. I got to watch it.
I've heard the story.
He's giving away free tokens or something to that effect, and then put on a skill.
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
You can worry about the token issue.
Well, whoops. I see a big whiteout screen coming here, you know. ESC, World Manager Canada, dollar sign for your chance to win Buku tokens. All right. World of Alpha goes out.
Hi, Wiz.
Oh, there we go. Can I do that? Oh, no, I can't. Oops. Yes, I did. Okay. So we'll plan on you guys being with us, or at least one of you, anyway, Wednesday night, and see where we stand on projected client update.
Sounds good.
As I said, we'll run the current stats of how many objects, how many turfs there are in each one of the worlds, and I'll post them somewhere for NH, and I'm sure Dave will post them to Virtual Planet.
Oh, cool. If you would copy that to me on the email, and I'll be glad to throw some of the numbers there, too, is to try and get folks to unload some of their stuff so we can have room for new stuff.
Sounds good.
Not
I like
even
that.
Some of this stuff. And some people have 100 of each object. If they would get rid of 10 of each of those objects, it would help.
Yeah, that's for sure. I have a hard time keeping track of one item, let alone trying to keep track of 100 of the same thing.
Yeah, I can't imagine having over 100 apartments. You'd be the sort of Donald Trump of the dreamscape.
Well, I think we got a few of those. Oh, yeah. Well, it was, what, somebody that had over 50?
That's Tessa.
Oh, I think there's quite a few. There's quite a few over 50, I think.
Yeah, I would just have people have to pay the rent on them. Yeah, over 50 terms.
I forget which one's which.
Yeah, Jeff only got one, and he can't remember where the hell it
is. Well, it's about NSBE here.
Well, it's his cousin, so, I mean, you know, there is a relationship going there.
I read a joke someplace
that reminded me of Trev of NSBE, that it would be just right up his alley, like something he would do. And I can't remember. I'll have to do it for next week's show. Well, if you guys need to run or something, you know,
stay here with us. Yeah, they need to stay here with us.
Welcome to do so, but, you know, we want you to stay also. Oh.
Well, welcome back, Wolfie.
Oh, hi, Wolfie.
Actually, I have about 100 ESPs to respond to, so I'm going to get off the air right now. And I look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday.
We'll look forward to having you here with us, David, for sure.
It's been great, and I'm sorry about getting here incredibly late, but I know that Robert did a great job as usual, so... You didn't miss me enough.
Yeah, he did.
I like that blue disc. That was good.
Yeah, but
I'm
blue
playing
good.
Around. It didn't bright colors.
The one thing I think a lot of folks can tell is that there is a tremendous amount of communication that goes on between the two of you because you both know about the same thing.
Yeah. We talk at least 5 times a day.
Yeah, so that's good.
Wolf was sitting in my ear. Now he's breathing in your ear.
Yeah, I was wondering why my ear was so wet all of a sudden. It was that nose. Yeah, I understand. Well, David, thank you for being with us. Glad you was able to get the computer back and running with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. All right, look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Cool. I was trying to think of something, and now I went totally blank. What else is new?
What else is new?
Yeah, really. Well, it's Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, now that's color.
That looks cool. Hey, have you tried green yet, Beth? No, I don't see any green I can copy.
Don't see any green that you can copy. Where'd that frog go to?
He's back there behind Norda, I think.
Or right behind Terry. I think it's right behind Terry.
I'll make my own code. That's all right.
DJ?
Yeah, Robert.
Do you remember way back when David told you that I was really out getting something to eat?
Yes, I recall that. Most of what I recall is that you were always going across the street to the gas station to get coffee. You just forget to come back.
Right. Well, you know what David was really doing? He didn't really have system problems. He was watching the end of a movie, and he wanted to get it done before he came on the air.
Okay, now we
really have it.
That's bad. You guys have to come to each other.
Make note to self. Robert goes for coffee and food, never comes back. David finishes watching movies, so-called pure problems. Okay,
yeah.
We've got that now. All righty, we know
gotta
the
excuses. Gotta keep these things straight, you know.
That's right. yeah, it's a good thing. It's kind of like Trev and I, you know, people kind of say, what, do you two actually like each other or something? You know, goes, well, yes, what do you do?
Oh, no, I like that one, sis. That's party.
What we did now? Oh, well, you know. Oh, that's my code. Ooh. No wonder I liked it.
You brat.
Ah, the pants. Okay, the color code from the pants, probably the dress, and the shirt does the shoes.
Hey, get my code, sis.
That's cool.
Okay, DJ, I'm going to go.
All righty, Robert.
Oh,
have a great weekend.
Got you.
And thanks so much for stepping in while David is having finishing watching his movie.
Eating his popcorn.
And eating the popcorn. He didn't want to get grease all over the keyboards.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what Trev said. We'll blame it on Trev.
I don't know exactly when it's going to be released. Do you know when this body's going to be released? Robert?
The Avatar Wears Body?
Yeah,
the one that Katz has got.
It should be within the next 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Like that.
I'm not really sure what that schedule is on that, but it should be somewhere around there.
Cool.
I like that color.
Oh, there's that lamb.
Now she's probably looking. Yes. Probably. Hey, Robert, why did you tell them?
Probably so. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Robert. As always, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Okay.
Thanks,
and,
thank you again for the boombox. We appreciate
that. Sorry I missed you last night.
Same guidelines as we talked about with NH and the boombox.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
That works for me.
I will talk to you soon.
Okay, yeah, we'll look forward to, if not beforehand, talking with you Wednesday evening.
Okay.
All right, Robert. Bye.
Bye-bye, Robert. Bye, Robert.
Anybody else? There he goes. Bye, Robert. And he's out of here. Okay, cool. Good informative show. I think kind of brought everybody up to speed, especially our folks in the...
Are we still there?
No.
Did we just lose the DJ?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
he's just driving that.
Oh, there he is. Are you there?
It didn't take much. I know.
Grant?
Where'd everybody go? Yeah, okay. I was beginning to think I was all by my little lonesome, sir.
No, we were wondering where you went. We didn't hear the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just did the Robert thing. I stepped out for lunch and just never came back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Way to go, Raiden. You got empty, though, dear. I know, I see, empty your hands.
I just want
to... Okay. Good. Here you go.
Well, there's nothing wrong with, voicing your opinion. That's one of the reasons why we have the show, is that there is an opportunity to voice the opinion.
Well, here's a nice screen I can copy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's neon.
Whoa, is it ever.
Whoa.
You sure aren't going to go hide in the cave with that.
Well, that was Summers.
That was Summers. Okay. Yeah.
I think red is my favorite.
The red. Yeah, the red looks good. We got to say a huggles to Miss Jules. We don't get a chance to
huggles
see her
Miss
that
Jules.
Often.
Smooch.
Oh yeah, I forgot to
smooch.
Yes. She hides over there in the corner. Oh, Sunrise, where are you going? Oh, there she is. And she's got another one of those big flash bulbs.
She's getting ready to go. She says, "Can you remove my name?" And I said, "Sure, I will." And she walks in bed.
Well, good timing all the way around. Oh, re-reg Summer? Oh, okay. Yeah, I had to tell her to ESPU with the dollar sign.
Anyway,
re-reg
Sunrise's colors. Because I had to redraw because she didn't come.
Oh, okay.
So now she's back on the list.
Oh, well, that's a good thing now. And what you got there? A box.
Uh-huh.
Ah,
it's
yes.
The cantaloupe box. The
okay.
Thing. It's called the Cantaloupe Garden.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think I only have like 20 of them. Oh, Dream Master's not in world. Should I redraw? Yeah.
Oh, Dragon Master? Yeah, I'll do
yeah,
a redraw.
Yeah, Dragon Master, yeah. A cantaloupe is a fruit.
Yeah, it's a fruit.
It's a melon.
Well, it's not a UK thing, so.
Ooh, way to go, Summer. It's a California thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a California thing.
Well, in the UK, they call them bowling balls. No, I don't think it's being uneducated there. Oh, Snape's back. Walking back, Snape.
Hi, dog. He did such a good job on that, didn't he? With Snoop's colors. Oh, no. Where'd you go, Ash?
There you go, Ash. Cool. Yeah, we have,
No, that's not my daughter, in case anybody wants to know. That's
oh,
not your daughter.
Yeah.
Ashley. My Ashley.
Yeah. What's,
not that
What was she, Shadow?
My Ashley was, when she was here, she was, what was she
dark
again?
Shadow?
Dark, no, it's a Dark Templar.
Oh, yeah,
that's
what
Dark Templar.
Just had,
yeah, but
yeah.
She doesn't, but that's what she was, yeah.
I knew there was a dark involved in there. I just
yeah. Ooh, thought. Boy, that was a bright one.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Sylvester.
Well, everybody say bye.
Way to go, Norda.
Bye.
Bye. Of course, I always have to be the last one.
Bye.